Simin Kuf Peches, Sif Aleph through Bezer Gimel, time permitting. The Mechaber says, Kol Mara Odom Beinu Mukeo Harbe Yomek Tmeim, V'chein Kol Mara Shochor V'in Tor Ela Mara Lovain, V'chein Mara Yorik Afilu Kamara Sheva Yazov, V'kol Shekein Yorik Akarsi Yikasavim, V'chein Mara Shekurim B'lashan Ashkenaz Blur, V'chlal Yoriku. Afilu yesh po ismichas dam v'hu av harbe, v'afilu regishu shneftach mekar batka miyar matza maris talalu, tahira. The Mechaber paskins when I get to colors of dam, that the only thing red is problematic as is black, and the only thing that's tar is yorek and lovan. Kiyodua, there are many different shitas with regard to maris. This is one of the things that there's in everything, shloyimta, Mishnah Berurah of Halacha Berurishim Makom, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, that's something that it's Asid Teresh Tishtakach Mi Yisrael. Chazal say about that Asid Liyah is that you're not going to have Halacha Berurishim Makom, and that was in Skayim B'Miluah B'Zmanenu, that just about any single solitary thing there is a Machlekes about. However, with regard to Maris, the Machlekes is not just yes or no. It's not just us or Mutter, Torah, Tameh. It's what's included and what's not included, and the spectrum ranges. There's probably 100 different stops along the spectrum, and therefore the shaila really is that lechura from the mechaber, the mashmoyis from the mechaber, is that the only thing which is tahor is lavan and yarek. Anything else is problematic. So what's the machlekes here b'chlal? So bepashtis, everybody's going with their mesira. There's some people that are machmer according to the mesira, and some people that are mekel according to the mesira, and some people that say they bechlal, you don't even need a mesira. Vashteit, look what it says. Anything which is mekel admimus is problematic, and therefore you can really ask any kindergarten child, what's red, and is this having a tiel admimus? Whatever's included, it's like a sefer Torah. What letter is this? You show me. Is this near a like mekel admimus? And then it will be tar. It'll be tummy. The lechur, that's the pashas mashmois. The truth is, if you look at the rishonim v'achrenim, a little bit, some of the noisy kelim, the mashmois is that in chrami itakadoni in meser b'chlal. The lashon of the Rosh and the Rashba is that we're not metar anything. Kol shkein she'ena ein letar shum dam hadeta lamar advimus m'lo she'elovin v'yorik kamar azov. Chaim pasuk Rashba, and that's the lashon of the Shach brings down over here, even a little bit. Sharfer, v'chacham mechmiru shaloi litayz bein dam ledam, v'asru kol mara haneite l'admimus, v'chshiru kol mara she'enu l'sapkoi b'admimus klal. Any mara which ain't l'sapkoi b'admimus klal. Sounds like anything which has any suffix b'chal of admimus is problematic. Moreover, the Torah Sashon brings down, v'asepes that we saw in the Gemara in New Testament Rebbeis, that chacham Rebbeis, that v'asem the way you're supposed to, there's a shayla whether or not you're allowed to look at maras that night, and how you're supposed to look at it being chama letzel, you're supposed to, in the chama, and you're supposed to make tail with your hands. It's not brought down machlal in the Torah Shulchan Aruch. It's up there because bizmanenu or machmer benegia to anything which is noitel admimus, and it doesn't take very much even v'edikto gadol. It sounds like anybody could do it, and therefore you could even look at night, and it doesn't have to be machama letzel because it should be pashut one way or the other. Lachur, it sounds like you don't need any mitzvah. Just look what it's like, see what is it noitel admimus or not, and accordingly. Bimatame or Bimatar. The shayla is, so those that are seem to be more mekel and certainly orange, and even things that are seem to be noita a little bit have admimus in it, sort of pink, and even things that maybe to certain people look mamish like the red. Where does it come from to be matar these things? The chura meforsh and shulchan aruch not that way. So davar pashat ad mori kilo in tzarich leimar that anybody that we're talking about that was matter also knew the Shulchan Aruch and also knew the Nesi Kelim, and they didn't share them. The shayla is exactly how do we stim this, what the seeming mashmois of the Shulchan Aruch is, with the way that many moitzim paskin. So the truth is that it's very difficult to figure out what is noitel admimus. What does it mean noitel admimus? Chazal only talked about four different colors: yoruk, shochar, lavan, and odun. Those are the four colors that Chazal talked about. They don't mention any other colors. Now, all are the rainbow of colors that we have. I think according to some printers, say they print 26,000 different colors. They all have to fit into one of these four colors. Now, Chazal didn't tell us what's orange. Orange is noitel admimus, or it's yarek. What is it? It's not exactly clear what it is, and Mamela, it's not going to be, it's not 100% clear what is Neitel Admimis. So the truth is that we already see that Neitel Admimis is not so Pasha Bechlal. Akavya ben Ma'alal of Paskins, that Yorick is Tomei. Frektoisvis, Yorick is Tomei. Lechura, Yorick has no Neitel Admimis Bechlal. Something which is green is not Neitel Admimis at all. Zaktoisvis, and Echanami, we're not talking about Yorick which is green, we're talking about Yorick which is Esrei. The Rosh says that Oikechel min Beitza, that is Noitel Admimus, and even so, according to Akavi ben Mahalal, even though maybe according to the Chachamim it's Tar, and according to Akavi ben Mahalal it's Tamim. Says the Beis Yosef that according to the Chachamim that hold that Yarek is not problematic, it has no Netia Ein Zeh Noitel Admimus. It's not Noitel Admimus Bechlal. It has no Netia Admimus. Why did he have to say that? Because if it had a Netiyah Admimus, then it would be like Meimei Batar Tzli, which is problematic according to Chacham. Bizmanenu would be Machmer. But the Yorick of Akavya ben Ma'alalel were Metar even Bizmanenu. So what's the pshat? Should have a Netiyah Admimus? Dr. Chacham, no, it has no Netiyah Admimus. That means that there's a Machloikis Tanoim whether or not something has a Netiyah Admimus. So that means it's not so pashit. Anything which has Netiyah Admimus, no matter where you're going to draw the line of what's Neitel Admimus, we find already in Chazal that there's a shaila with regard to Neitel Admimus. Is it considered Neitel Admimus? And the Chachamim say, that's not Neitel Admimus Bechlal. Akavya ben Ma'alal says that it is, and the Chachamim say that it's not. That means that it's not clear when it says Neitel Admimus, what's Meintos Bechlal. The truth is that if you look at the Lashon of the Rosh, if you medayek at the Lashon of the Rosh, it's very interesting. The Rosh says, Kol shekein ha'inno she'ein letar shum dam ha'noitel amar admimus. Don't be metar any dam which is noitel amar admimus. Im lo yishye lovan v'yorek amar azov. Unless it's lovan v'yorek. Don't be metar anything which is noitel admimus unless it's lovan v'yorek. It's mashma that if it's noitel admimus and it's lovan v'yorek, then it's mutter. It doesn't say in lo yishye ein noitel admimus and it's lovan v'yorek. You shouldn't be metar anything which is Noitel Admimus, unless it is Lovan V'yorek, then it's not Noitel Admimus. Mashmoy says that even though it is Noitel Admimus, nevertheless, if it's Lovan V'yorek, then it's Mutter. And the truth is that, if you look at the, sounds like the Lovan that we're referring to, is not white. There's no need to get to white Bechlal. It's something which is a Odoim, something which is Noitel Admimus, but it's Lovan. Pink, something like that. The truth is, it's interesting. I heard this from Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz. He says that, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Ramah says, Ein tar el amara lovan. The only thing which is tar is lovan, and also yorek. Afilu kamara sheva. V'koshkein yorek akarsi. Says the Taz. Koshkein a yorek. V'koshkein a lovan. Shein a noita klal admimus. For sure lovan, which is not noita b'chlal admimus. The mechaber already said lovan. What is the Taz doing? Kol shekein the lovan. He's talking about lovan, so then he should have gone on the mechaber and talking about lovan. He says, no, on the yorek. The mashmois is that the lovan, that he understood the lovan of the mechaber is talking about a lovan that has a netiyah admimus. And on that, the mechaber said, that's okay. And kol shekein yorek hikarsi, which has no netiyah, and says the taz, also lovan mamish, which has no netiyah. But what the mechaber was talking about at the beginning, the lovan that he was talking about at the beginning, was the lovan which was netiyah admimus. The same way that he said afterwards, the yorek, which is netiyah admimus. Kishayva Kazov, which has an Atiyah. And nevertheless, we hold that that's Tar. So Bechlal, it's not even clear what does it mean in the Mechaber when he says love and V'yarek. Does he mean white? Or does he mean a whitish red? Or does he mean a yellowish red? Something which is not Bechlal, the other which is problematic. So what does it mean, Noitel Admimus? What is the Noitel Admimus that is problematic? So the truth is, what is admimus? We found in the Gemara. The Gemara says that dam vayur moyevesa maim adumim kedam. That the Gemara says maybe the only thing which is tamei is adum shel adamim. That's the reddest of the red, which is tomato red blood, bright red blood. That's the Gemara says no. There's a drash of domel, but it all has to be red. Now that which it all has to be red, maybe it's all shades of the same type of red. But anything which is not that shade of red, then that's noite to the admimus. There's odoim, which odoim refers to one shade of red, one type of red, or four different types of red that are all in the same shade, the same type of red, the same color, just different, lighter or darker. And then there's all the rest of the shades of red which are included. As somebody told me, that his father, who worked in business of selling clothing, said that there's 10,000, he has a book with 10,000 shades of red. So that's, I don't know, the printer that prints 26,000, it's not such a chiddush anymore. 10,000 shades of red, that means that there's an extreme amount of shades of red, and you have to know what's considered, which ones are Noita Ladmimas. Batsim in HaTorah, there's only four that are Tameh Midaraisa, and Omok Mikan is Tameh, and Diyam Mikan is Tar. Now, anything else which is red, which is not that Odom, it has a Netir Ladmimas. It's Noita to the Odom, which is problematic. However, anything which is not red bichlal, something which is orange, something which is brown, something which is rust color, these are things that have no netiyah ladmimus bichlal. Pink bichlal, it has a netiyah ladmimus. Maybe the way that you make pink is by adding white together with red, but with regard to the netiyah ladmimus that we're talking about, is a netiyah ladmimus, which is the red color. Now, even if it's not one of the four reds that Chazal were talking about, that the Torah was talking about, nevertheless, it's a shade of red, which is problematic, because it's noited to the dark Adam, which is the Torah was talking about. Something which is bakhlal, a different color, even if the way that you make it is with a red, so you should say, oh, it has that netiyah, nevertheless, it's already considered a different color, and therefore, it's okay. Maybe to clarify slightly more, I saw in Kuntres Maseres Rabbi Sein, we wanted to say that the Achrenim are bothered by a question that many of the Olim asked over here. And that is that there's four different types. The Gemara says that there's four different reds. There's Adam of Kimeme. Okay. Adam Vashachar Kikarin Karkin Kimeme Adamu Kumazuk. So there's Adam, which is Adam of, like, the, it's not exactly clear even what the Adam is. It looks like blood red. Of a blood of a makkah. The question is, what type of makkah? 20-year-old that wasn't married, that knocked, that hit himself one time, then a second time. Kikaren karkin kimei adamu kumazuk. Now the Gemara says on Daf Kof that all these four colors, omok mikan is tamei, diem mikan is tar. If it's slightly darker, then it's tamei, and slightly lighter, then it's tar. Frekta achrenim, you have a big problem over here. We have four different shades of red. Now lechor, the darker one is darker than the next. So something which is dia from the darkest, something which is lighter than the darkest, is darker than the lightest. So then how could you tell me that dia mikan, something which is lighter, is tar? That's amuk of a different one. And you said amuk mikan, anything which is darker is problematic. So lighter than A is going to be darker than B. So how could lighter than A be tar if we know that darker than B is tamei? Says the Chochma Sodom, and the Aruch HaShulchan seems to go like this also, that the Chochmas Adam is actually in Hilchos Treifas, that he handles this. It's in the Binas Adam in Ches, and he says that Kinirech, the four different types of red are not four different shades, densities of red. They're four different types of red, four different colors b'chlal. One is crimson, one is pink, and one is, he says, these are the four avos of red, and within these avos included are all the different types of red. He says it's four different types. We might say it's four sideways, four different types of red. And memela lachura, all reds are included in that, and therefore anything darker than that is tamei. But lighter is not even the same type of red, as lighter than crimson is not in pink. It's a totally different color bichlal, and therefore you don't have. There's no shverkeit that darker than one is lighter than one is darker than the next, because it's a different color bichlal. It's in a different, it's bichlal on a different page. However, the truth is that, like the Elam saw, the Tezer Rosh asked the Kasha himself, the Rishonim already asked this Kasha, and the Tezer Rosh says, Mikoyach HaHech Rezok the Tezer Rosh, that, in a Chanami, Temo, the Diyami Odom, Adayin Hu Odom Yosem, Karen Karkin, Imam Hashem asked the Kasha, lighter than Odom is darker than Karen Karkin, V'chulu.
Now, Af bishish mar la matmenu shudio tomi. Kolo elo kol shein adim la maras are tahor, even though there's something which is la matmenu which is tomi. Says the Tais Darosh that in a Hanami it's four reds that are not four different types of red. It's four different, it's four densities of red, but it's of the same red. But any red, if you look at if you go to the paint store and you ask them for the different shades of red, they'll give you 200 different shades of red. Now they're all different densities, possibly, of this very same red. Now, when we said Amok Mikan is Tame, Di Mikan is Tar, it means just above what we talked about is Tame, and just below it is Tar. But you could have, in between Odim and Keren Karkim, you could have 100 different shades that are not being discussed Bechlal. Because Keren Karkim is 100 on the red. If you look on the computer, it gives you up to 255 when you give you the different colors. When you're on the standard paint.com, paint or your Word document, and you want to put in a color, they give you a whole bunch of different colors. And you can move up and down the red and make it darker and lighter. It goes up to 255. And you can do 254, 253, 252, 251, and you get hundreds of different shades, 255 different shades of red. Now, these four different shades, one is 254, one is 200, one is 150, one is 100. So when Chazal said that Omek Mikan is Tameh, it means 255, 201, 151, and 101. And Dio Mikan is Tar means 253, 199, 149, and 99. However, everything between 201 and 249, that's not being discussed before. That was really the Rishonim of the Chorin's Kasha. What's with all those things? The Chorin is lighter than one thing and it's darker than the next. On that says the Tais Darosh, you're right, it is. Chazal had kimlu lechazal that those aren't normal colors that come out of a woman, and Ramela, that's not a color which is tummy. That means that we have hundreds of different colors that are in the same bechlal, in the same shade of red, just darker or lighter, the same type of red, and nevertheless they're going to be tar. On that, maybe we remetame everything which is noita ladmimus. And not only that, you could say all the different shades of red, all the different types of colors of red, we remetame atu that red. But anything which is not in the red, parasha b'chlal, something which is pink, something which is orange, something which is b'chlal, a different color, then in a chanami, maybe that's b'chlal, not noite l'admimus. And not only that, a admimus, which has yoruk inside, dainu, it has a yellow inside of it, even if it has what we would call a leaning, a tinge of red inside of it, but that's not the red that we're talking about. They were always talking about a red which is a solid red, without any other color mixed inside. It just could be denser or less dense. It's not as starker or starker. But in a Hanami, the red is always a solid red without any white or without any yellow mixed inside. That means that in a Hanami, even though it could look possibly like red, but it doesn't have an etir ladmimus. The truth is that I had it written down, and unfortunately it's not here. But the Sidri Tyro brings down, quotes the Matasi Kosov, which the Pesach Tshuva quotes, it's a Yaivet. The Yaivet says that Matasi Kosov, that brown, the Sidri Tyro says Matasi Kosov, and it's from the Yaivet, that brown is not a problem. Brown, which is like the color of Armoinim, which are chestnuts, and the color of coffee, is not a problem. And he says, it's a Kol Shekein. He says, what's a Kol Shekein? Kol Shekein from Yarek. Yarek, which the Rishonim say is even Yarek Yizov, and your Zov is mamish red. He says, we have Zov, which is very, very red. Chazal mentioned that there's seven different types of gold. One is Zov Piriyim, which looks like Dam Parim. Chazal say in Yuma. It looks like the Dam of Parim, which means bright red, and that's the color of gold. He says, not only that, our gold, once it comes, right as it comes out of the refinery, it looks mamish. It's doime le'odoim mamish. He says it's very, very has doim legavin other mamish. It looks very, very much, but nevertheless we're b'mitar it because it doesn't have an etiyah ladmimus. It's doim le'odim, it doesn't have an etiyah ladmimus. So what does that mean? Elamai, what etiyah ladmimus doesn't mean just because to us it looks like it has a little bit of red inside. Lav dafka doesn't mean that that's what the etiyah ladmimus is that the rishonim were referring to that we're going to be metame. Etir ladmimus means any of the reds which are problematic, even if it's not that red,
and it could be 100 different levels lower than the red, but it's a solid red, all those reds are going to be tummy. Something which is not that solid red, it has yellow mixed inside, it has white mixed inside, it has other colors that are mixed inside, in a chanami, that's not going to be considered nichlal in the noita ladmimus, and that would be tar. How do we paskin? Kol echad yaseh k'karas rabbeisav. Whoever chas v'shalom not to be mahar after those that are mekel, certainly kiyodua, we know ravim gam tevim, there were many, many, many of the gedolei ha'poskim in the past generations, not just our generation, that were mekel. And therefore, certainly there is mokim sai in meseris and sai in the sugya to be mefarish that way. And that's why l'chor is not a stira from the lashon of the rishonim and the lashon of the shulchan aruch, because lav dafka are these things nichlal in the netiyah la'admimus. That's with regard to odayim. With regard to shachar, so the Shevet Levi points out that even though zikr shachar is a problem, however, very often you'll see that shachar, the black that's found on a bdika cloth, has nothing to do with blood. It's a foreign object. A lot of times, either the bdika cloth wasn't checked well, or there was some sort of dirt in the area where the woman was doing the bdika, and therefore very often the black is nothing to do, and you could tell with a loop that it's a foreign object, and therefore it wouldn't be problematic. Now, very often, he mentions also, you could see that it's a very, very deep red. And even though at first it looks like it's black, if you look in the sun, or if you dissolve it in water, or in spit, or something like that, you'll see that it's a bright, bright red. So nevertheless, even if it's not, if it is something which it does not look like a foreign object, and it doesn't look red, it'll still be problematic, but it's very uncommon to have such a thing. You'll have mamish, a dark black, which is black, and that's going to be not a foreign object, and it doesn't have any tio of, doesn't look like it's red. Now, anything which is in the parsha of shachar is also problematic. The question is, what's included in the noita to shachar? Is chum, is brown included in that? So the Pesach Tshuva brings down from the Sidrei Torah that Matosi Kosov, that's the Yaivitz, that in Chami brown is not a problem. Brown is not considered, it's considered dio of shachar, which the Aruch HaShulchan seems to understand means that it's bechlal not in the parsha, it's bechlal not in the parsha of shachar, it's a different color, and he says like the color of chestnuts and coffee. This is a big hack. What type of coffee was he referring to? Not just Taster's Choice or Elite, but coffee with milk, coffee without milk. Heard the Pashas of Zichr was talking about coffee without milk. Who says they even put milk in the coffee in those days? But the Pashas is talking about without it, which is, even though in the cup, actually, coffee looks black when when it spills on anything, on a shirt or whatever it is, it's brown. And that's the color. With milk, bechlal is beige. It doesn't even look, it's not such a brown color bechlal, depending on how much you put inside. But it's hard to say that it's talking about with milk, and it didn't tell you how much milk to put inside. What's the ratio? Right? So the Pasha says, referring to coffee, and that color is not bechlal the parsha of shachar, and it wouldn't be an issue. Now, there's Lashonis and Rishonim, Rashi and Kama Mekoymes. Rashi seems to say, refer to the brown as red. Cholchum baktovim, that it says in the Torah, which is referring to sheep, which is lechura, they weren't red sheep, rather they were brown sheep. Nevertheless, Rashi says, metargaminim shochum, which is like a noita to odin. Not only that, Rashi says in Sukkah, Lamed Hey, that a esrig ki ahino sumko, like a red date. He says, all fruit, when you peel it, so after a little bit of time, it gets red. No, it doesn't get red, it gets brown. Rashi in Bechoris and Davav says that Rav Susim are Adumim. Most horses are red. We're yet to see a red horse. Elamai, red is not referring to red is referring to Adumim. And it is referring to brown. And nevertheless, that's the way that the Rishonim refer to it. It is interesting, like Rav Shimon Eider points out, that if you look at the Ramah points out, what's the lach of blue? Blue, I've seen many maras over the course of the past 10 years, 15 years, and never once did I see blue. Maybe if they put it down on top of a Laffy Taffy, we once had. But aside from that, you never see blue. What's the Ramah talking about blue? Brown, you see twice a day. So there's colors that are seen all the time, and they didn't talk about, and there's colors that are you never see, and they did talk about. What's happened? Elamai zikr he names on says Rav Shimon Einer. It's pashut that that was nichlal in the Adim, and that's not. A, Rashi says they're also going to get to the kiryah on the luluv. He says on the stuff which covers over the luluv, which is Adim, the Adim thing which covers over the luluv. Mashmois of Rashi always is that this Adim, this brown is referring to Adim, and it's problematic. And Lamaisa, there are Paisim that are Chorlik, Lehedi on the Yavitz, the base mayor, and Tefalik, and the Lechem Asimlo, they go Lehedi Kenegid, and they say any brown, says the base mayor, brown is either Neita to Shachar or it's Neita to Adam, one of the two. But either way, it's going to be problematic. Now, the truth is that even those that are Maker with regard to brown, it's brown of chestnuts and brown of coffee. But there are certain types of brown that are clearly Neita Lad Mimus, that as far as I know, most Paiskim, I don't claim to know the way that everybody Paiskim, but even those that are very makel are certainly machmer with regard to these browns, because these browns are clearly reddish brown. Not only that, it's very common that you take red blood, and after a little while, you'll see that the exact same blood, it came out bright red, and a few days later, it's not going to operate anymore. You see it on the tissue in about 2 hours. On a bedikah cloth, it takes much longer, but on a tissue, you'll see it in a few hours. It turns from bright red if somebody had a nosebleed or something, and a mamish is bleeding. And after a few hours, the tissue, it'll be brown. It'll be a brownish color. It totally loses that bright red, and it's a brownish color. But you're able to tell that that's the brown, which is neitel admimus, which is problematic. And people are going to say that, and even those that are mako with regard to browns, however, a brown like that is certainly going to be problematic, and therefore it's an issue. Now, there are those that said that they brought these type of maris to Maitzim. They took two maris, and one mara from the middle of a vest, one mara they left in the freezer, so it shouldn't change, and it was bright red after 2 weeks. Another mara they left out, and it was brown, or whatever color it was after 2 weeks. And they came and they said, they asked the Rav, what is this? What's the story? They said, is this mara that came, is it a new mara, is it not a new mara? It's a new mara, and it just came out like this, the color would be tar. Now, we know that it came out bright red. The truth is that we don't really care, as we'll see in a minute. How it depends on how it came out. But if you're telling me that it came out in this color, then in a chanami it won't be a problem. But generally, these types of colors, you're able to see, as we'll see in a minute, with regard to Ein Ladayin Al Mashe Ein Avrayis, you're able to tell on this color that it was a different color and it changed. And therefore, it's going to be problematic, even though it's brown. The truth is that the brown that comes at the beginning, when a woman is expecting her period, very often it starts off with a brownish color before it turns to the bright red. And I saw that the doctors say that this is the beginning dam of the vest, of her vest. In other words, the lining is starting to shed, and it already came off, already detached itself. This little bit of blood detached itself from the uterus already a day or two ago. And it didn't come out yet. It's not enough that it came out. After a little while, it gains enough momentum, it gains enough kraft to be able to come out. And since inside the body it already changed to brown, in other words, it was red, but since it detached from its source of life, it switched to brown. And it came out as brown. And therefore, according to those that are makel, that brown would still be tar, because by the time it came out, it was brown. And this we'll see in the Bach in a minute, like we said. It really depends on, we mentioned this in last Chabura, the Pashtus Lechura of many Achreinim is, of many Rishainim is, that it depends on what color it was when it left the Makar, when it came into the Beis Achitzin. And even if it started red inside the Makar, but by the time it left the Makar and went into the Beis Achitzin, it was already a different color, like Rav Shlomo Zalman said, theoretically, if you're able to inject the dye into her Rechem and change everything to bright blue, and it would come out bright blue, then in a chanami, it would be fine. Even though if you take it to the laboratory, they say 100% that this is dumb. Doesn't make a difference. Since it came out not as Adam, then it's okay. Not like the Bach, like we mentioned, and we'll see in a minute. So that's what the Beis Meir said. It depends what type of brown it is. It's either a brown of Dio LeShachar, which we're not Pekim in, or it's a brown of Dio of Adam, Noit Elad Mimus. It's one which is not nichlal b'chlal in that color. Now, if it's coffee, so then it could be much, much darker than the chestnut. Now, we're talking about those that are, you're referring to those that are mako. Those that are machmer, They say that everything is included in the Noitela, in the Dio of Shachar. Dio of Shachar, even though Dio of Shachar is Mefor said it's Mutter in the Mishnah, but Bizmanenu, the Rishonim said, we're Machmer on that. And Mamela, we have to be Machmer on anything which is Dio of Shachar. Very often you see something which looks very, very dark, almost black, and then when you look at it in the sun, you'll see that it's just a lot of concentration of brown. Is that, what is that considered? How do I look at that? That we'll talk about in a second. Do we look at something which is concentrated? Do we split it up and break it apart and look at it individually? Or do we have to look at the entire thing together? That we'll see in a minute. Now, there's a basic question that has to be dealt with, and that is, if I'm telling you that something could start as red, but it changes colors, or if it mixes with something, it changes colors, how do I know if it changed color while it was in the Makar, or it changed color after it already left the Makar? If I have something which is orange, how does orange come about? Through red and yellow. So you have dam together with anything else, mucus, which the rechem is secreting, and the mixture looks like orange. How could you know when it mixed together? Did it mix together in the Makar? Did it mix together afterwards? So very often you could tell, actually. Generally you could tell. Because if it's all achid, if it's uniform color, then it's clear that it mixed together already before it left the Makar. Only when it's not uniform, and you have streaks and other things, then that means that it was two different colors that mixed afterwards, and in a chanami, such a case would be more problematic. That's with brown. What's with yellow, tov, gel, and orange? So the Pashtus is a mechaber, then in a chanami, it's not a problem. The only thing is, the Pesach Shuvah brings down from the Shlah to be machmer on, don't be so quick to be makel with regard to gel, which is goldish, yellowish color. Ein lahakol b'mehiris u'mekamara ha'sheiva, mekoshkin kamara ha'zov, elam kish yetz reitzadam acherim. Why? Not exactly clear. So he says because there are those that are passing that yarek is problematic. The truth is that it's already in the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis and Rabban Pirush Mishnayis, they go that Yarek is problematic. Yarek is, even if you don't hold like a Kavya, but you hold like the other Tana, which holds that it's going to be Toilin, you have to be Machmer. And Mamela, any Yarek is going to be problematic. Though those that are Machmer, but again, to Hefsek Tara with regard to Yarek, that with regard to Zov and Yellow. The truth is that there's an interesting Rabbeinu Yoinu. Rabbeinu Yoinu in Brachis, Chav Bezaman Alf Daf Erif, he says, what does it mean, B'nai Tzitzolach Mir Al-Atmam, Afil Royis Tipas Gam Kechardal, Yeshus Lav Shivin Akim? What does it mean, Tipas Dam Kechardal? What's the difference, what the size is? Makes a difference, what the size is? Any amount of Dam, even less than a Tipas Dam Kechardal is Metame. Doctor, don't tell me that Tipas Dam Kechardal means Kechardal is not referring to the size, rather Kechardal is referring to the color. He says, because that's not a Chiddush, that's Tame. That we don't need B'nai Tzitzolach Mir Machmeron. That's Mefurish that Dam Kechardal is problematic. What are you talking about? Where does it say anywhere in Chazal that Tibas Dam Kechardal, the color of Chazal is problematic? Memela, now if you hold that we paskin like a Kavya, or we paskin like Tatana that holds like a Tirlin at least, then in Chanami, Yorik would be problematic. That would be an issue. But Lachura, the Pashtus of Chardal is that it's yellow, and nevertheless we have Rabbeinu Yena that's saying Mefurish that it's a problem. So it says Divri Chamundas, even though I have no idea where the Gemara is, Zichri Yachmi Machmer like him. Because we have the Rishonim that say that. Mimela, there are those that are Machmer Benegeah to that. The Ma'aseh Sod Levush Yeris brings down that Ibn Yashiv was not Machmer Benegeah to, even in the Hefsek Tara, was not, if it's Mamish yellow, then it's not problematic. We're not Machmer even in Hefsek Tara. Now, what color is mustard? That's the truth. It's not exactly clear what color mustard is. Aruch HaShochan is Ma'ir this. He says that mustard, it depends. If you look in Klayim, there's two different types of mustard. And maybe the mustard he was referring to was a reddish color, and therefore it would be okay. First of all, he's referring to mustard seed, he's referring to the mustard itself. The truth is, I found an interesting Gemara. I don't know what to make of it. The Gemara in Shabbos in Dasamach Gimel Amud Aleph says that Yain Chardali, what is Yain Chardali? Rashi says Yain Chardali is Yain Shochar. Chardali. That's the. So now I don't know why Yain Shochar is Chardali, but. That's what he says. So we see that Chardali is referred to as Shachar, which would be certainly, according to that, it's Mefurish in the Chanami, that's problematic. For the most part, as far as I know, most Paiskim are Mekel with regard to yellow, on even on the Hefsek Tara. Even though with regard to some browns and other things are more Machmer, Nevertheless, with regard to yellow, Lamaisa, most Paiskim don't go like the Shla. The Sidra Torah says that he asked the Tshuva Me'ava, asked the Neid Yehuda, Kimdumani. He says, before he became a Rav, he asked him, how should he pass him when he get to this? And he says, when he get to passing for other people, go like the Shulchan Aruch. It means, I guess, that you have a Mokat Machmer for yourself. But when you get to others, and that's the way certainly that most Paiskim passing. Now, with regard to yellow, we have the interesting Ha'ara of Taisvis. Taisvis says on the Yud Tesamid Beis that Akavi ben Malal is Matame Yorik. In fact, Taisvis, what Yorik are we talking about? We're talking about Yorik, which is Kikarsi. Then Lechurro, it's not, that has no Natiel Admimus Bachlal. Elomai, it must be Yorik like an Esrig. So, what type of Esrig are we talking about? We have Esrigim, the standard Israeli Esrig is also green. So, he's not referring to that, because that's Yorik Kikarsi. This is just the old one. It's already black by now. That's not Yorik Karsi. So what Yorik is he talking about? So the Pashtus, before we came to Eretz Yisrael, all the Esregim that we saw in America are yellow. Yellow Esregim. So the Chor is referring to yellow. So yellow does have an Atiyel Admimus. It's not dark green, because dark green has no Atiyel Admimus. It must be bright yellow, which has an Atiyel Admimus. Since when does yellow have an Atiyel Admimus? Chelman Beitza also says the Rosh. So maybe some understand that it does have some sort of Atiyel. The truth is that the Erlem saw that Sregim from last week, the Alper had. Here, I don't have them. They were disposed of today, but we do have pictures of Sregim. The Sregim that stick around do turn to bright orange. The same way that a pepper starts off as green and turns to red afterwards, so too, Sregim start off as green, and then they turn to yellow, and then they turn to orange. And Kimdumani, that even on the tree, Esrig is dar be'ilan mishana lashana, like Chazal say, even on the tree it turns to, it's not just when it plucks. If you leave it on the tree, it stays orange. Not only that, Chamim Beitza, this was last night after the fast, we broke an egg, and this was the Chamim Beitza that came out, which is orange, certainly it's orange. So those that want to say, in Echanami, that's what Taisa means, fresh eggs. Generally, we don't get such fresh eggs. But organic eggs, the fresh eggs, they're orange, and in Chanami, that's what Taisa is referring to. It's not so mashma that way from Taisa's in Sukkah when he refers to it. He refers to what's Yorick. And he says Yorick is a lot of different colors. Sometimes it's Tchelet, sometimes Yorick, sometimes. And then he says it's like Tseva v'Esreg, Shekurin, B'lashan Ashkenaz, Yala. Yod Aleph Lamed Hey. So the Mashmois is referring to yellow, which maybe is not. Maybe it's Tov, on the thing on the side it says. Maybe that also means orange. But in Echanami, the Luz that say it means orange, and that is the Tzeva of Yorik, which were Metar, is Maneinu. In Echanami, that has no Natiel Admimus, and that would be the Seder. Now, that's the different various colors. Pink is the Shaila again. Pink is maybe the Lovan. And many are Machmer, many are Mekel. If you get a pink Mara, it's not so common to get a pink Mara. However, if it's mamash, a bright pink, then very often it means that she has a yeast infection or something else, and she should find out. If she has a blue mara, then either find out if it's a laffy taffy or send her to the hospital. No, it's not a normal thing. I did hear once of a person that had a mamash, a very, very, I don't know if it's a bluish green, and it was a issue. Taka an issue that she had to, there was some sort of machla there, rahman al-islan, they had to. That's most of the colors. Now, most of the regular colors that you'll see. Now, what happens if you have dam which change colors? We have the bach over here, which is brought down in the achrenim, the shach and the taz. What happens if you have, says the bach, who's makabel, from different poiskim, from Isha's Keno, that if you're reichitz for a long time, then the dam could change to lavan. And we mainly have to be careful with these lavan, that maybe if it has a smichus, if it's very thick, then maybe it's problematic, maybe it's really dumb. Now, the Achrenim, the Taz, Zcharilik B'tkifas on him, he says we're not chayshish for that, and you don't have to be worried about that, and that is certainly the way that most places can go, that it's not a problem. And the reason being, says Ramayshin, Rishlam Azalman, when they talk about this bath, they said even if it would be that it changed to white, it doesn't make a difference. Since it changed in the Makar, and by the time that it came out, it was already white, Mamela wasn't red when it left the Makar, then it's not a problem, it would not be Metame. Even Lafi the Machmirin points out to Shevet Alevi, this is Dafka in a case where it says that she was Reichitz for a long time, 2 or 3 hours. It's mamish, and it's only be if it's in a bathtub, it's not a shower, and only warm water, and not hot water and not cold water, which means that even if you want to go swimming for a few hours and be choish for the machmir, you would not have to be choish. It's cold water, it's not warm water, it's not generally that hot water that's going to change it, and therefore it's not a problem. Certainly in a shower, it's certainly not a problem. The Bach has another chiddush here, which the Taz also takes issue with, and that is, can you paskin on a wet mara? Says the Bach, sometimes you find that a wet mara, even though it looks tar, when it comes out, but after a little while, the ksavis look like they're red. Mamela, you should wait till it dries and then paskin on it. Says the Taz in the Shach, if you see it when it's not a problem, when it came out, it's not a problem, then it's not a problem. Why? Ain't loymach zekinin reyasa, you don't have to be worried that something's going to change. Now, if you did leave it and it changed, and the chanam, you're going to have to be choishish. However, if you see it right away and it has no netiyah b'chlal, you don't have to be worried that it's going to have a netiyah, and you're allowed to paskin on it. Now, generally, in other words, if it's a clearly white or yellow mara, you don't have to keep it around, you're allowed to paskin on it and throw it out. However, sometimes it's taka, not exactly clear what the color is. Then very many maitzim wait till it dries, and the reason is simply because most paiskim do not have shimush on wet maras, just practically. You don't have shimush on wet maras because most of the maras that come in are dry. And therefore, you wait for it to dry so you're able to see what the color is. If it's borderline, you'll be able to see what the color is. However, be'etzem, we paskin that you do not have to wait. Now, the Chochmas Adon takes it even a trod weiter, and he says, the Chacham Tzvi, he says that even if when it came out it was not a problematic color, and afterwards it changed the problematic color, nevertheless, you don't have to be metamim. According to the Taz in the Shach, there's three different levels. The Bach says you have to wait to see if it's going to change. Taz in the Shach says you don't have to wait. You say you don't have to wait, but if you did wait and it changed your problem. The Chacham Tzvi said even if you waited and you saw that it changed, it's still not a problem. Why? Because it's all telling about how it came out of the goof. And it's not darachel darachei noyim to be matar and eat a lady and then call her back an hour later. Oh, by the way, you really tell me. So it says zikr, it's talking not a problem. Says the Sijitara, how did it change? If the taka wasn't a problem, so how did it change? It's the air together with the beged, the different things together, that's what caused the change. And the materials together with the open to the atmosphere is what caused the change in color. And in the Hanami, it came out, it was not a problem. Should the Rav? No. Le Machzikin Reyes, though. We don't have to worry about that. The Rav does not have to worry about it. Le Machzikin Reyes. So we pass on the mice like the Taz and the Shach. You do not have to wait. However, if you did wait in a change, then it's not a problem. Now, what? How can you be sure? Throw it out in the garbage. What? You don't have to worry about it. Do you have to? What would be if afterwards you saw? So the Aruch HaShulchan says a different pshat. According to the Sajutara, it's not a problem because you say that whatever happened afterwards in the Chanami was not an issue. Now, even if we're not going to go that way, the Aruch HaShulchan says something very interesting. He says when a Mara is wet, so anything which is wet moves around slightly. The Meili says the lachluchis, the different color, gets pushed off to the edges when it's moving around, when it's a liquid, and therefore all it is a stabrus, it's a concentration of the color that got pushed to the edges. He says not, so really all it is a bunch of different layers of the same thing. That he says if you take it now and spread out all those layers, theoretically you'd be able to take those layers at the edges and spread them out to be how it was before, and then you lose that red. And it would not be problematic. It's only because you have them all together that it's problematic. Now, even if we do not go like this, halacha l'maaseh, we do not go like this, chacham tzvi. However, this yisoid, there are preskim that take. And that means that if we look at the ktsavis, and the ktsavis are, you see this very often when you have a stain from the rain, and something was dirty. Around the outside is much darker, because it pushes all the dirt to the edges. And it's taking the dirt, and it's stabrus of the dirt. The color is also, it's stabrus of the color, and it's, if you'd be able to split the color back to how it was when it came out, and it's only one layer, theoretically you'd be able to split it and it wouldn't be a problem, then in Chanam it's not a problem. According to many, many people do that, especially with brown, something which is very dark brown, and if you break it up, you see that it could be a light brown, but since there's stabrus of concentration, it turns to a dark black. That's the Shiloh and the Paiskim. How do you look at that? Do you look at that as you look at it without breaking it up, or no, you're able to split it up kifi how lechur it was before it became its stabrus, and then look at each layer by itself. Now, what happens if when the mara came out, the woman said, "I'm sure that it was red," and then she brings it to the Rav, and the Rav says, "No, it's not a problem." She's like, "But I know that it was red beforehand." So if she says, I'm 100% sure that this was read beforehand, then you're up against the brick wall. However, very often it's not 100%. I think, I've seen this many times. Many times that women, either they, are you sure that it was? I can't say, it could be that it was pink, it could be that it wasn't exactly. I'm not sure. How much dam did you see? A lot. How much is a lot? Like a lot. How much? Less than a gris. Yeah, for sure. So like we're talking about a kesem. Like very often, from what they the when you break it down and you actually put them against the wall, they'll say that it's saka. It wasn't pashuter mechlal. What color it is? Therefore, if it is pashuter, shavei nafshi. If it's not pashuter and shitaka has a suffix with regard to it, and by us it looks like it's okay, then in chanami lecher that would be fine. Not only that, it's very common. Actually, I had such a case. A person told me, he says, when he looked at it in his house, it clearly looked like it was Nitzil Admimus. And we were looking at it afterwards, and I showed him outside. I said, it's fine. He says to me, but it looked like it was problematic. I said, what color lights do you have in your house? Do you have yellow lights or do you have white lights? She says, I have yellow lights. I said, okay, so take the Mara that we just passed on, and you would agree to me that it's not Nitzil Admimus anymore, and take it back to your house, and look at it again in the light, and see, you're scared that it got even cut. Take it back and look, and you'll see when you look into the yellow light, it has more of an Nitzil Ladmimus, and therefore it's not such a raya bachlal. The fact that they saw it, depending on different things, depending on when it's wet, also the rays of the sun when something is wet, and the these things can make it have a shine that looks maybe a little bit like an Nitzil Ladmimus, and when it dries, itaka does not. However, in a chanami, if it's shavya nafshi, then it would be problematic. What's with paskini mechama letzel, like we mentioned, and at night? So like the Teres HaShlam says, Bizmanenu, you don't need any Eden Bekiyas, and therefore you could paskin whenever. Now it's not so simple like we just said. You have to realize that there are different types of lights. Yellow lights and white lights. Yellow can make it look redder. White can make it look less red. Even with a loop, if it blows it up too much, it can lose some of its concentration. You have to know. Not only that, the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, Bavadai gam ata nochen liris dafka b'yoyim. Kama pamim re'isi b'chosh de'en adayin amamara b'yoyim l'amara b'layla. He says, if you're stuck, you can look at it at night. But says Aruch HaShulchan, even his money, there's a big difference between looking at something during the day and looking at something at night. I remember I went to a certain Rav that his hours for paskening are at night, 10 to 10:15 at night. That's his hours for paskening. He has a fluorescent light there, and that's where he paskens. One time I brought him something, he says, I don't want to paskin now. Come back tomorrow morning, we'll paskin. That's posh that there are certain things which are gvuli, which are much easier to see in the sun, and you have a clarity. And therefore, they actually happen to be that they make something for depressed people, that they like, they only have sunlight, and when they have any other type of light, it gets them depressed. They make light which is the exact color of the sun. It happens to be that Reb Berkowitz has two of these and they're two different colors. I'm not sure exactly how that is. It says when you put them both together, you get pretty good. It's pretty close. But the shell is maybe one was in Europe where it's a little bit foggy. But Be'etzim, they have something which is kemat like daylight. That would be certainly better to use. Not that you're mechuyev to buy one of those. But anything which is gvuli, one should wait. There's one last thing here in the Sif is the Pisrei Tshuva. The Pisrei Tshuva brings down from the Tam Sefer a story, Ma'ase Shehoya, of a, sounds like a younger man, that brought a Mara to the Rav, and the Rav said it was okay. And he says, I want to be Machmer. Does he have a right to be Machmer, or he's Meshubit to his wife? Says the Tam Sefer that even if she's screaming that she doesn't want it, Hashtu the Israel, when she married this person, then she was zicher happy that he should be Oylev and Myla Saprishus, and just like Eldad Umeidad, that it was a Myla for them, that they're Ashrei Nishesem Shalelu of Eldad Umeidad, that they're going to be, even though they're going to have to be purged when they're Mekabal Nehua, nevertheless it was considered a Myla, so to over here it's a Myla, and you're not Meshubid, and in the Hanami it's Motor. If you look in the Tshuva, it's a purr is a kash on that, right? It's a purr is that Oyveh. Spurs or not. Says the Chassam Sefer Tshuva. Supura, he was Persian Gansen. A Mamela and a Chanami, that is you need Rishus from the wife. However, in a case where, or the Ibn Shalom, certainly. However, in a case where it's just being Mamayit, in a Chanami, in that case, you have a right to be Mafkia. Now, the truth is, in Halacha, it's passing this way in Evan Ezer with regard to the Chiyav Oino. The halacha is that anybody that wants to be mamayit in his oino, he has to get rishus from his wife. Except if somebody wants to turn from a poel to Talmud Chacham, he's allowed to do it without rishus. So this get passed in Shulchan Aruch. The Rav brings it down in Shnayim. That's how we pass. Even though he's being mamayit, but since he's going to, for the purpose of learning, then even without rishus, it's mutter. You're not meshubid klapei that. I saw in the Badei Shulchan, he says the opposite is true with regard to a woman. If a woman wants to be machmer and he doesn't want to be machmer, then in the Chalam he's takam meshubid, and she's takam meshubid, and she would not be able to be machmer. Agav, there in the Badei Shulchan, he clears, he says, Yesh line, whether it's some cipher, this person is not negiah to priests and anything else. He eats like a ferret and everything else. He's no priests whatsoever. Also, in the Chapsa service, he wants to get to be. He says, Yesh line, in such a case, whether or not you could be Purish, whether or not you have a right to be. You're not Betham a Purish, and you're not Oyle Bemilus, a priest that some cipher is talking about. Yesh line, whether or not. So in the Pasodcha from a monk in his Tshuva, he brought down the Chsam cipher. That says, and he said, Lenias daiti b'dereni aparat yesh lizar. All it just means is that akol kafi ha'inyan. And a person has to know himself, and he has to know the situation, and like some service says, there is mugging for it, and depending on the person, it could be that he's not holding there, and in a chanami, his chumra would be to his bein adam l'chaveret's wife, as opposed to his precious, which maybe is taka not precious be'emes. The Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, in a menace ish loymer kazer isi velareti v'mumar lovan o'yorek tar avam levi alefanein odam echleknu betame or finu nestapaknu mutame yotar v'yomer eschochem ploy retirli ki yetz b'zeh in simchon oleo. The halacha is, if a woman says that I lost the mar like this and it was this color lovan o'yorek, then in a chanam it's not a problem. However, if we bring in, she brings a mar and she says, listen here, this color the rov mattered, and we look at the color and by us it's Tomei, or it's a Safek at least, then in the Chanami, in such a case, we're not going to be Semech on her, and she's going to be, and we're not going to, she's not going to have Nemanis. Now, does this mean that Isha does not have Nemanis? It doesn't mean that. The Gemara says enough, you Gimel and Beis, that there was a Chareshis that would pass Kuran Maris. And the Chum didn't say anything. They allowed this woman to pass Kuran the Maris. Now, if you look at the Rishash there, Rishash there is Ma'urir. That lachur, it sounds like when a woman says chacham planning tirli samara, and by us it's a safek, we do not believe the isha. Is ma'ur that? So lachur, the mashmois is, if you look at the Rashba, it's this way, and the Bach clearly says this way, that it depends. If a woman says something to us and we don't have a safek, we believe the woman. It's not that she doesn't have an emanis. However, if there's a reya selifoneinu, she's telling me A, and I see A lefonai, and I see that it's taka very, very borderline. And there's a suffix lefanin, there's a reya, so that maybe she was tossed a bedimian, and in a chalim, in such a case, we're not believer. Yesh lain, why it has anything to do with a lady? Even a man, lechur, should be that way. Lechur, if a woman has ne'amanas al tzvasafra lo, and nevertheless, in such a case where there's a reya, so she should not believe, so then maybe a man also, or no, a man, we say that it's not tossed a bedimian, we're not chayshish, more by a woman, we're chayshish. Chachma Sadam, I saw in one thing, he says, there's no difference between a man and a lady with regard to certain things, with regard to this and not ne'amanas. But the mashmois is that it depends on whether or not it's a suffix to us. However, anything lamaisa which is not a suffix, then a woman can pass on herself. Somebody told me once he went to Rav, and the Rav wasn't home. So he says, I have a kesem to show. The woman said, I'll tell you whether or not it's a shayla b'chlal. If you want, I can tell you whether or not it's b'chlal shayla. Now that is mutter. That's not a problem. It's not b'chlal in the makom of a shayla. And that's the Shevet Levi says also, Bizmanenu, if a woman paskins, she shows something to Rav a number of times, Rav says it's not a question, it's not a problem. And in Chalami, it's not a problem. She can pass it to somebody else also and tell her it's not a problem. It's only something which is already borderline, then it's already getting into a Shailo. It happens to be, Bizmanenu, it's not a Chiddush Bechlal. If somebody comes and says to a certain Rav, oh, by the way, this Rav is matered it, and this Rav says by me it's a Safik, Shkayach. There's 150 different types of Shitas out there, and what the color is, it could very well be that she's talking matered it. Why she's coming to a new Rav now, not exactly clear. The other Rav is on the vacation. I don't know. But it's certainly... No, you have to know what to do. I get this sometimes. Somebody comes and they say, listen here, my Rav usually passes like this, but he's not here. Can you pass me? Are you asking me to pass him like your Rav? Or are you asking me to pass him what he's supposed to do in such a case? Is that... So one case, I talk at the verse. So listen here, wait till your Rav. Ask your own take. Wait till your Rav to find out what he paskins here. Because what's with paskining on one's wife's mara? So we saw on Rav Rishenim, it's definitely the Meiri. Rav Rishenim says it's not a problem to paskin. You do not have to be choishish that you're going to be machmir shaloi min adin and shaloi tizgan alafanov, that which Yalta didn't ask his wife, either because he was out of town or for whatever other reason. But in a chanami mikar adin, it's not a problem. Some say maybe Yitaka shouldn't, because maybe he's going to be machmir. I know that people, some people are more machmir when it comes to themselves. They're a little bit more. Somebody told me a shafazog that his Rav once told him. He says he showed a mara, his own mara, to the Rav. He doesn't want to pass on his own mara. He's too scared to pass on his own mara. So I've said, Mit Hashem, one day you have enough yiras shemayim was with regard to other people's mara. What do you mean to say? Why do you want to pass on your own mara? Because you're too nervous with regard to yourself. So how come you're not nervous with regard to somebody else? In other words, but there is that aspect, there is that tendency. No, even though I know that it's mutter, still to be machmer shalei min adin, like Taisa says. Taisa is already married this nakuda. And therefore, if a person is chayshah like that in a chanami, you should maybe send his mara to somebody else. You should not paskin. But me'etzim me'ikr hadin, it's not a problem to paskin on his own mara. Agav, with regard to who brings the maras, the wife brings it, Yalta was bringing the maras, right? So the Heintig HaPoyeskin, they talk about, they said in Europe it used to be that the women always brought the maris. Now Bezmaninu, in America it seems like the men bring the maris. Look, Maisa Puk Chazim Ma'am in the bar, what goes on? The Maisa, it is the men that bring the maris. Maybe in those days the men were in the fields and the women were home. But it could be that was the... Now, with regard to paskening on Tvila, one's wife's Tvila, that was on the Pesach Tshuva, that... There are those that paskin, the Chochos Adam says, that you should be machmer, because it's Tischazik Yisuro. And since it's Tischazik Yisuro, you have to be machmer. However, Lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, he says, Kol Rabbi Yisrael Le'Yisrael Le'Ukein. Everybody's chelik on him, and Memela, even if it's Tischazik Yisuro, we find that a person has an emanus klapi himself, except by Bechor, there's a din, not that way, but by everything else, even by Yischazik Yisura, it's Neman. So Berkowitz goes like this, he says, Halach Lamaisa, in a Chanami, even when I get the Tzvilo, we would be Mekel. Agav, this whole din of Paskening, is Dafkazan, which is Tali Bistvara. This is, anything which is Mefurish Halacha, then it's not a problem. It's Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not like I need me to Pasken, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. I'm just being Megala, what the Shulchan Aruch is. Which is most shalis bismanenu, that's what it is. In the Shulchan Aruch, Dumani, the Rukhaim Kineev, he said that between over 50%, maybe 50 to 70%, I'm not exactly sure of the questions that he gets. I know in Das Neite, which was printed 10 years ago, they said that they took the shalis from 70,000 shalis that he was asked. This is 10 years ago. He's for sure 150,000 shalis that he's been asked, and it said over 50% of the questions that he asked are in the Mishnah Berurah. This is Mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah. And Mimela, that's most of the questions that Rabbanim are asked are in the Mishnah Berurah. That's not Shalat Talib Svara Bechlal, and that's Mutter even certainly according to everybody in even on his wife's Mar. Now, what happens if a Mare gets lost? I think we're going to leave Gimel for later. We'll end with this. What happens if a Mare gets lost? So Nemenes Isha Loimar Bezer Isi Vavadavtiv. Let's say she doesn't know what to do. Somebody told me today that he Meister Shahaya, that there was a woman that Taka lost the Maran. She went to the Maitz. The Maitz pulled out 20 Maras and said, tell me which one it looked like. And she said which one, and he says it's okay. That was a chiddush to me, just because most women can't do that. Most women can't do that. To be able to remember exactly what all the colors were, and it was mom's just one color, and it was just pashut, and she knew exactly what it was. But that's what this Allah is. Lamaisa, what happens if a woman loses a mara? So, in a case where she thinks that it has an atila ad mimus, then says the Chochmas Adam, it's a shayla of a safik daraisa, and you'd have to be machmir. The truth is that with regard within the atila ad mimus, there are chalakim that are daraisa, and there are chalakim that are darabanan v'chira. Something which is a safik, for example, Chazal said, we saw that to make the chilik a meimar, he couldn't tell the difference between the first blood that was taken and the second blood that was taken. So you have to be machmer and all the different things. That netil ad mimus is certainly a shayla v'daraisa. However, it's other things that are netil ad mimus, kimeimei basar tzli, that were metama as netil ad mimus, it could very well be it's mashma and kama mekemis, the Yavid says also, that were bikim and what meimei basar tzli is. And nevertheless, we're metama as netil ad mimus. That means we know that it's not the adam, so it's not a shayla v'daraisa, and nevertheless, we're metama as netil ad mimus. And Bemela in a Chanami, there are, it's a shayla exactly what can be included in Metila Admimus is Asmi Daraisa, and there's things that aren't Metila Admimus, only Midarabanan. That's what the Vushiri says, that if it's a tafak, if it was a brown Ukedema, then it's only Asot and Tila Admimus, which would be a Darabanan, then in a Chanami you'd be able to be Mekel. So then, which is a shayla, if it was red, then in a Chanami the Chari would have to be Machmer. Now, if she didn't, if somebody has a shayla, they should certainly ask, because there are Kama Pratim to get into. Now, if she lost the Mara Bechlal, which somebody just called me up this week and said that he wanted to know if she did a hefsek tara, if she did a maich, could it count also as a hefsek tara? Why? Because she has a hefsek tara and she lost it. She partially lost the hefsek tara. So now, what's the din of hefsek tara? Well, hefsek tara, it's not, it doesn't do anything. If, even if it was no good, if she has a hefsek, if her maich was made as a hefsek afterwards, then machnish is whatever the hefsek was. However, let's say it's on day three and she loses it. So if she didn't see the Mara, then there's no Reyesa whatsoever. She has no Reyesa. She has maybe a Shaila of a Safik Hargasha, but that's only if you find out. We don't know if she found out. She sticks her finger inside, that's also a Shaila of a Safik Hargasha. Every time she goes to the bathroom, it's a Shaila of a Safik Hargasha. But there's no Reyesa unless she finds out. Only if she finds out, then we have a Reyesa. So if she just lost it and she didn't see it, then it's not a problem. It's only if she is choishish that it was Naitalad Mimus, then she should speak to the Rav. The Rav will ask her exactly what color she thinks it was. And then you'll have to paskin accordingly whether it's problematic. We'll leave here. Stop here.